Obviously, James is pass protected for years and years and years. What's the comfort level for you, though, as far as Ty and Kristen goes?
I'm pretty comfortable with those guys. I mean, I think that, like, in this last game, obviously James, you know, he played a lot of football, got to roll those other guys in there, you know, a lot better. You know, sometimes, like, when you're dealing with a guy that's seasoned in a role, and particularly in a game like that, you know, you have a tendency, you know, sometimes as a coach to, hey, I feel go with your comfort level. And I think that's kind of what played into that role with him playing as many reps as he did. And Christian, now he's gotten a lot more reps this week, so we should be able to get in him a lot, in there a lot more.
Hey, Ben, last time we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, you said Eddie was still, you know, in the meeting, still doing all that, and there was some hope that maybe he would come back. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen. What now?
Well, he's still in the meetings. you know, he still comes to the team meetings. He still comes to our individual running back meetings. He's still involved, you know, so I think it's good for him. And, you know, just good for him just to be around the guys. I mean, obviously we like his presence in there, and it just keeps him involved with football.
Is it a unique, I guess, maybe that's not the right word, but a different kind of feeling when a player is on IR and then they're going to be a free agent in like 2.5 months?
Well, I mean, this is first time having had the opportunity to, if you want to call it an opportunity, but being in this situation where I've had a guy, you know, in this situation. So, I mean, as a coach, you just understand what you can control and what you can't control and, you know, coach your guys up and just go about your business in preparing that, you know, I'll see this guy next year.
Ben, what have you thought about the way, with all the time you've been spending with him, that Kristen has picked things up? Mike made a comment that he's picked up faster than most guys, and I know in his previous stops maybe there were some questions about that, so I thought that was really interesting. What are your observations?
You know, I thought that and think that he's learning the offense pretty well. Some of the things that we do, there's some carryover. Maybe the terminology is a little bit different. We've been spending extra time, you know, together, and I think some of the quarterbacks have been working with them. And the other good thing about it is the guys, the other running backs, you know, if he has a question on something or if we're going through a walkthrough, I mean, they'll jump right in and say, I mean, even a guy like even Don Jackson, you know, will come in and say, well, you know, here's what he's talking about right here. So there's always – somebody's always interacting with him. And, you know, so we've just been throwing him in there. And sometimes, as you know, with our offense, we'll have checks and, you know, those things. And he's been doing a relatively good job of picking up on it. And he's just a sponge for learning because he wants to play, you know. And obviously the only way he's going to be able to play is – making sure that he has a great understanding of the offense.
You said about rolling other guys in, and Mike said that too this morning. Just logistically, like, I know he's got a bunch of things on his plate as the play caller. Do you suggest to him putting somebody else in, or does he call for the personnel?
It's probably a blend of both of those things. You know, like, I mean, we have specific plays that we'll run with certain guys, and we'll call out that personnel. There are times when I say, hey, coach, I got Ty rolling through in this particular series. So those things, that's the interaction as it relates to who's going to be in the game, you know, and who's not. You know, sometimes it's a matter of hearing, you know, some of what his thoughts are for the next series and then say, okay, well, do you want me to get this guy ready? So that happens.
Talking to Kristen yesterday, and he made a comment about kind of his previous stops and learning from his own mistakes. He says he's making sure he's not late for any meetings, that sort of thing. I know you hadn't been exposed to him until a couple of weeks ago, but do you get any sense from just your interactions with him and the extra work you're doing that this is a guy that has learned maybe some tough lessons and is putting that to good use? Or
well, I don't know what his history, you know, has been. I know since he's been here, he's been pretty professional. Everything he does has been professional. I mean, he's got his iPad. He's got his notebooks. I mean, he's sitting, you know, he has to sit in the back because the other, you know, seats are taken. But he's always got a real serious professional look on his face where you can tell he's just trying to soak up as much information as he can, and he asks all the right questions that you would expect of a guy that's trying to learn your offense. So he's been on time. And even with that, I make sure all the guys are on time, and that they understand the schedule. So if he has some issues before, then I guess he's right now he's moving forward in terms of remedying those issues and being on point with what's asked of him.
It's a clean slate for you.
Yeah, I mean, whether you hear about a person, I guess you can collect that information, but always want to give guys the benefit, of the doubt, and as a coach and teacher, you want to make sure that, hey, maybe I can do something, as his coach, to make sure what's bothered him in the past isn't the case.